I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We've seen the hollowing out of virtually every department of the government under the current president, to a degree that I thought never possible. I mean, the Justice Department doesn't even exist as the Justice Department anymore. It's the president's private law firm, and the most corrupt law firm in the country. And there's so much chaos and awfulness going on right now that you miss out on so many of the other things that he's doing while you're looking the other way. There's a department of the government that has, up until now, the respect of the entire world that will end. The Voice of America has been one of the most brilliant forms of propaganda because it wasn't propaganda. We told the truth. We tried to give people an independent source of information. Around the world, it's been considered an important news source. That's come to an end. I doubt that the Voice of America will ever be trusted again. The president wanted another form of propaganda for himself. He's got NOA, he's got Fox News that pumps out a lot of pro-Trump propaganda, stuff that is not true. And now he has added the Voice of America. This has been long planned by the administration, and they finally got their way. They brought in Michael Pack and made him the new head, and then he fired the heads of the four federally funded agencies that produce news and information for international audiences. Now, they're all under the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which is now run by Michael Pack. We'll talk about who he is in a minute. But we're talking about Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, Middle East Broadcasting, and the Open Technology Fund. And the people running these have been some of the best America has to offer in journalism, creating independent journalism experts, Pulitzer Prize winners, people with decades of experience in journalism. And they've all been replaced by people with no experience in journalism whatsoever. Pack is best known for creating conservative propaganda films that were way, way over the top, and he's an acolyte of Stephen K. Bannon, so part of the most extreme wing of the Republican Party. He also disbanded the corporate board that oversees anything, so there's really no one there who knows what they're doing who's in charge. Now, in a moment, I'll explain why the story is appropriate for the sexual topics of this show. But first, let's look at who Michael Pack is. He is a filmmaker. He has made films such as a fawning bio of Clarence Thomas, Hollywood versus Religion, hosted by extremist Michael Medved, Inside the Republican Revolution, The First 100 Days. He's pretty solidly an extreme conservative Republican world. Okay, but you would expect that. He is also most likely a crook, but that's par for the course in this administration. Basically, he had a non-profit charitable organization called the Public Media Lab, and according to Senator Robert Menendez, he has unlawfully directed funds from his Public Media Lab to his profit-making company, Manifold Productions. Should that have been investigated before his confirmation? Of course. But do we investigate things before we confirm people anymore in this country? No. The people he has installed have only one qualification. They're loyal to the president. One of the things that people on the far right oppose is an open internet. And for 8 years, we've had the Open Technology Fund, which has been part of USAGM. And it's been at the center of the internet freedom community. And they fund circumvention tools like Signal Tails and other anti-surveillance and anti-censorship projects. Now, we don't know all the things that Trump wants to do with this organization, but one of the main focuses is to change the main focus from a global effort for OTF to look strictly at Chinese censorship, which is an issue. But the big concern among many is that OTF funding is now going to be redirected, with almost all of the funding going to China and some of it going to Falun Gong. That's what the concern is. That's a religious sect and a Chinese dissident group. They've become very powerful here in the United States, and they produce the pro-Trump, strongly pro-Trump propaganda publication called the Epoch Times. It's sort of a newspaper, but it isn't really. It's just a propaganda piece. They also promote anti-vax and QAnon conspiracy theories, making them very dangerous. Imagining them getting funding from the United States to stop censorship? And yet there seems to be serious discussion of using apps developed by Falun Gong, filtering tools that also, not coincidentally, also block pornography. And of course these tools from Falun Gong, they're supposed to be, by law, open source, but nobody's ever seen the source code, other than the developers. So that is concerning. And then it seems that people being put to the board are anti-gay extremists. One of the people he has assigned to the board is Bethany Cosma, who is an activist against pro-transgender policies. She is an attractive, youngish, blonde woman who is a strong Trump loyalist. There are two federal groups that are involved with the concerns of women. There's the White House Council on Women and Girls. That has remained unstaffed. And then there's the USAID's Office of Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment. And the head of that was Bethany Cosma. Jonathan Alexander is also expected to be a corporate board member. He is the senior counsel for government affairs at Liberty Council. Now that's a nonprofit advocacy group that fights for pro-Christian legal rights, although they're better known as an anti-gay organization. Liberty Council's founder and head, Matthew Staver, has made more anti-LGBTQ remarks than anyone else I can think of. He's one of the most vicious of the anti-LGBTQ extremists out there. And of course, Liberty Council is a fierce opponent of same-sex marriage. So we've replaced the best of the best with people with no experience and hate agendas. It's sort of like taking the Navy SEALs and replacing them with actual SEALs. Also expected to be brought on board is former Breitbart news writer Jeffrey Shapiro. He is also, like PAC, a close ally of Steve Bannon, and he has said that he would like to one day remake the USAGM as a Bannon legacy. When we remember how awful Steve Bannon is, that should be very concerning. PAC is definitely a reformer, and he said that he wants to examine some of the problems that have surfaced in the media in recent years. If those are the same problems Trump sees with the media, who he has dubbed the enemy of the people, there isn't a whole lot of hope for this agency. During Michael PAC's confirmation hearings, Democrats were saying, hey, he's going to convert this into just a propaganda mouthpiece for the president. And the Republicans all said, oh no, that's ridiculous, that's preposterous, it'll never happen. Well, it is happening on day one. The expertise has been hollowed out. The people who know things and how to run things are gone. And so far, all of the people he's put in place are people without really the experience or knowledge to do the job. And God knows who else he's going to bring on board. Because Trump has been the most anti-gay president in history. And I say that because, yes, there was a time when gay people didn't have any rights, but they weren't as viciously attacked on a regular basis. Because people didn't really think about it. It was an inconceivable idea. But Trump is the first one to really do wholesale rollbacks of gay rights and has filled his administration. Virtually every single person at a top level in the administration has gay animus, is an anti-gay extremist. There may be exceptions, but I haven't been able to find them. Now, I don't actually personally believe that Trump hates gays. He just feels that doing bad things to gays is popular with his base, so he does that. But he does hate the Voice of America. He said that many, many times. And once again, another piece of America that Donald Trump touches dies. As I said, they're extremely anti-gay. And we just got a new person, Merritt Corrigan. She is USAID's new deputy White House liaison. She has a history of saying atrocious things. She opposes liberal democracy. You know, the type of democracy we are and most of the world is. She wrote, liberal democracy is little more than a front for the war being waged against us by those who fundamentally despise not only our way of life, but life itself. Not surprisingly, she's a big booster of the far-right anti-civil rights Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. And she's also extremely anti-gay. She has said that our country is in the clutches of a homo empire that pushes a tyrannical LGBT agenda. I guess she's okay with the queer agenda, though.